Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 6, Activities of Lord Rishabhdev, text number 18, which is already chanted, but there was some miscommunication. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, we have a Praman, he lectured for 3 months on one verse. It is only two times about this verse. Bear with us. Rajan Patir Guru Alambhavatam Yadunam. Daivam priya kula patikva chakin karova. Astveva manga bhagavan bhajatam mukundo. Muktim dadati karichit smana bhakti yogam. Rajan.
Oh, my dear king,
Patihi,
maintainer,
Guruhu,
spiritual master,
Alam,
certainly,
Bhavatam,
of you,
Yadunam,
the Yadu dynasty,
Daivam,
the worshipable deity,
Priyaha,
very dear friend,
Kulapatihi,
the master of the dynasty.
Kvacha,
sometimes even.
Kinkara,
servant.
Vaha,
of you,
the Pandavas.
Astu,
to be sure.
Evam,
thus.
Anga,
O king.
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of
Godhead.
Bhajatam,
of those devotees
engaged in service.
Mukundaha,
the Lord, the Supreme Personality of
Godhead.
Muktim,
liberation.
Dadati,
delivers.
Karhichit,
at any time.
Sma,
indeed.
Na,
not.
Bhakti Yogam,
loving devotional service.
Translation purport.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Shukadeva Goswami
continued,
my dear king,
the Supreme Person,
Mukunda,
is actually the maintainer
of all the
members of the Pandava
and Yadu dynasties.
He is your spiritual
master,
worshipful deity,
friend,
and the director
of your activities.
To say nothing
of this, he sometimes
serves your family
as a messenger or
servant.
This means
he worked just as
ordinary servants do.
Those
engaged in getting the
Lord's favor
attain liberation
from the Lord
very easily,
but he does not
very easily give
the opportunity
to render
direct
service
unto him.
Purport.
While
instructing Maharaj
Parikshit,
Shukadeva
Goswami thought it
wise to
encourage the king,
because the king
might be
thinking of the glorious
position of
various royal dynasties.
Especially
glorious is the
dynasty of Priyavrata,
in which the Supreme
Lord Rishabhdev
incarnated.
Similarly,
the family of
Uttanapad
Maharaj,
the father of
Maharaj Dhruva,
is also
glorious,
due to
King
Prithu's
taking birth
in it.
The dynasty
of Maharaj Raghu
is glorified
because
somebody appeared
in that family.
Ramachandra.
As far
as the Yadu and
Kuru dynasties
are concerned,
they existed
simultaneously,
but of the two,
the Yadu dynasty
was more glorious
due to
the appearance
of Lord
Krishna.
Maharaj
Parikshit might have
been thinking that the
Kuru dynasty was not
as fortunate
as the others,
because the
Supreme Lord did not
appear in
that family,
neither as
Krishna,
Lord Ramachandra,
Lord Rishabhdev,
or Maharaj Prithu.
Therefore,
Parikshit
Maharaj was
encouraged by Shukadev
Goswami
in this particular verse. The Kuru dynasty was be considered more glorious due to the presence of devotees like the five Pandavas, who rendered unalloyed devotional service. Although Lord Krishna did not appear in the Kuru dynasty, he was so obligated to the Pandavas' devotional service that he acted as a maintainer of the family and spiritual master of the Pandavas. Although he took birth in the Yadu dynasty, Lord Krishna was more affectionate to the Pandavas. By his actions, Lord Krishna proved that he was more inclined to the Kuru dynasty than the Yadu dynasty. Indeed, Lord Krishna, indebted to the Pandavas' devotional service, sometimes acted as their messenger, and he guided them through many dangerous situations. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit should not have been saddened because Lord Krishna did not appear in his family. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always inclined toward his pure devotees, and by his action, it is clear that liberation is not very important for the devotees. Lord Krishna easily gives one liberation, but he does not so easily give one the facility to become a devotee. Muktim dadati karichit sma na bhakti yogam. Directly or indirectly, it is proof that bhakti yoga is the basis for the supreme relationship with the Supreme Lord. It is far superior to liberation. For a pure devotee of the Lord, mukti is automatically attained. Om ganati mandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam pancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadada shiva sadiko bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we get some information about relationships here. So the 10 topics of the Bhagavatam, one of them is the Manvantara Katha. So the dynasties are being elucidated, and also here in the chapter about Lord Rishabdev, his activities. Now, in this verse, some reference is made to Krishna having in your family. It's a good thing to have Krishna in your family. But the point, Shukadeva Goswami here, he is comforting somebody who doesn't have Krishna in his family. In case he may feel sorry that others are born in his, that Krishna is born in somebody else's family. But first of all, it is said that the Lord is the friend of his devotee. In our Bhakti Shastri class, somebody, we could say our favorite verse of the Bhagavad Gita, and somebody chose this verse where it is said, I am the goal, the sustainer, the witness, the abode, the refuge, and the most dear friend. This is in the 9th chapter, text 18. I am the creation and annihilation, the basis of everything, the resting place and the eternal seed. So Krishna assures us himself that he is the most dear friend. It's indeed good to know. I was very happy somebody picked out that verse, because as long as we don't know somebody very well, we sometimes are suspicious, he may do some harm to me. So it's so nice to hear this statement. Krishna himself is saying, I'm the most dear friend, and I'm the refuge, I'm your everything. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhanapran. So he's our father, mother, is our life and soul of the devotee. Krishna is like that for the devotee. So he is maybe more than a relative. Sometimes your friend means more to you than your relatives. So he's indeed Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, another place in the Bhagavad Gita. He says he's the best friend of all the living entities. I like to meditate on Krishna like that. He has our welfare in mind. He wants us to be happy. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that Krishna was so Oh, sorry. That's a little louder. Krishna was so obligated to the Pandavas that because of their devotional service, so the link was stronger. He was more inclined to the Pandavas, although he was not a relative or not born in their family directly. There was not such a direct relative tie as with the Kurus, as with the Yadus. So Srila Prabhupada is writing, he was so obligated to the Pandavas, devotional service, that he acted as a maintainer of the family and spiritual master of the Pandavas. Although he took birth in the Yadu dynasty, Lord Krishna was more affectionate to the Pandavas. By his actions, Lord Krishna proved that he was more inclined to the Kuru dynasty than the Yadu dynasty. So in the purport, in the verse, it was said, you are their spiritual master. Krishna acted as their spiritual master. As a worshipable deity, he was their friend and the director of their activities. In the Bhagavad Gita, isn't it, we read that, so for one who has controlled the mind, the super soul is already reached. So all these actions are prompted from within by the super soul. And here we read that Krishna is the director of the activities of the Pandavas. They are so intimately connected with him through devotional service. So the point Srila Prabhupada is making, Bhakti Yoga is the basis for the supreme relationship with the Supreme Lord. So what we are doing or trying to do, so this is what is making us so intimately connected with Krishna. The process of Bhakti Yoga is so powerful that you're most intimately connected with Krishna directly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kali Boya Nashana, also one of the bhajans, it destroys the fear of Kali. It's a very fearful age, isn't it? But immediately when you chant Hare Krishna from your heart, like, especially when there is some fear, Shamnanda Prabhu made this point, anxiety, distress is an impetus to sincerely take shelter, fall at the lotus feet of Shishirada Gopinath and ask them for all help we need. When we realize we need help, we can ask for it sincerely. So Bhakti Yoga is the basis for the supreme relationship with the Supreme Lord. Two times supreme. He's the Supreme Lord, but also that kind of relationship, when you make a relationship with that person, that is a supreme type of relationship. I mean, it doesn't stop. Nobody can take it from you. Similarly with the spiritual master, Janme Prabhu say, you may die at any moment, by the way, but then you never lose the relationship. When you have a genuine initiation, which is in the heart, when we genuinely connect ourselves with Krishna or his representative, this is not going to stop anywhere. It is forever. So that's a supreme relationship. And all the other types of relationships, they are usually based on some selfish motivation, first of all. That doesn't make them so supreme. So what's in it for me? The word exploitation is very strong, but the Bhagavatam is strong. So there's always some little exploitation in the other types of relationships. So when we hear about this relationship with the Supreme Lord, as supreme, this is not at all an exaggeration. The whole process of Krishna consciousness is a science of relationships, and somehow or other we are practicing to make correct relationships or perfect relationships, not based on what's in it for me, my selfishness, what can I gain from this? It seems I cannot gain so much, or not instantly. Am I going to maintain this relationship? Or am I going to put energy in such a relationship if I'm not going to be benefited immediately, instantaneously? Do you hear the voice of the materialistic mind here? The way of thinking is, this is a familiar way of thinking for me. So but we are supposed to preach against that little voice with the horns. So because it is not bringing us to where we want, but one should elevate oneself by the mind and not degrade oneself. Yes? In the sixth chapter, Krishna saying number five. So, and then what is the result? Also, Srila Prabhupada is speaking that mukti, we heard also 2 days ago in topical class, Krishna had made mukti a maidservant of Bhakti Devi. So, usually mukti is a princess and she's like so much worshipped and everybody's after her. Oh, let it all stop this suffering, it's too much. So let it just stop. The end of all suffering, mukti, liberation. It's so popular, but that is so inferior to bhakti. So, and it is said here that mukti is automatically attained. Even so even there should be some interest in mukti, which we can relate to. It's quite intense. This world. It's a dukkalayam, a place of misery, and nobody likes misery. So we are naturally looking for relief of suffering, right? Or not right? So then, if there should be some interest in this, let it stop the suffering. So we can now peacefully forget about that, about pursuing this relief of suffering. Why? We can fully focus on bhakti. This will be, the mukti, the liberation, will be a concomitant factor. It will be included. If you have, Srila Prabhupada says, if you have $1,000, you also have $5. So insignificant maybe mukti would be in comparison to bhakti. Now we have heard these comparisons, isn't it? That one drop of Brahmananda doesn't compare to all the happiness of this world. Brahmananda, liberation, nirvana. But even a whole ocean of Brahmananda doesn't compare to even one drop of bhakti. So these are strong comparisons. Also, it seems so unovercomable, or how to say, this world of, this ocean of material miseries is so huge. There's no end to it, but it becomes like a puddle in the hoofprint of a calf. If you take to the lotus feet of Mukunda, the giver of liberation. So, of course, I mean, we still have to make sure we don't maintain the desire for the attachment for material desires. So, regarding this point of being free from suffering or becoming happy, so this is our birthright, yes, Ananda Mayobhyasat. We have a birthright to become happy. The soul is happy, Sat Chit Ananda, eternally happy and full of knowledge. So then, but the leap of faith is there also. But by giving up the trust in this material happiness, we will get the other happiness. So usually when we walk, for instance, in an unknown place, or it has rained and it's soaking wet and there's mud, and so we walk a little bit carefully, and usually we don't put our next step before we are sure. We don't release our balance on our one foot before we know the next step is sure, or we won't sink away somewhere. So this is the whole challenge of Krishna consciousness. Or in Bhakti Yoga, we somehow or other making a next step, right? Or this is our philosophy. You give up material enjoyment to get the spiritual enjoyment. Shaky. It's a leap of faith. But we see, therefore the association of devotees is very powerful, because we see them taking the risk. We have so many predecessors, or how to say, those who take the lead, who fearlessly dive into Krishna consciousness, and who are taking so many risks, and who don't invest in their status quo or maintaining their material happiness. They don't go for that. Srila Prabhupada says so many times, what's the use of making all these adjustments? Making adjustments for happiness and avoiding distress. But it's a challenge, right? We need some good faith that by doing so, Krishna will catch us. You jump and Krishna will catch me if I fall. Yes? Yes, I will. Krishna is like that because he loves us. We are his children. Children are dependent on the parents. But this is the whole challenge. Do we have this faith? Because we need to jump, actually. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki. It's not new at all. I'm sorry to be a little bit repetitive, but it's just, I need to hear this myself. Therefore, when we don't cling on to Maya, so then we can get Krishna in full. So, and every day he's extending this invitation. Like today, we are studying the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shall we do this wholeheartedly? And be fully attentive and see Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam in this way. It's possible. Every day we're making time for associating with Krishna. So when we come to see Krishna, are we fully present? In all our activities, this is a big challenge. The mind is restless and it wants to control. It wants to be in control, so we want to make our agenda or something when at all kinds of inauspicious times. So now we are serving Krishna by hearing his words, which are none different from him. Yes, when Krishna went back to his abode, so he left the Bhagavatam. This is now where the religious principles are and where we can get light from. So therefore we're taking this time, and by doing this in full consciousness, we will feel this happiness of the soul. Brahma Saukhyam Tvananta. This is available for those who don't go for the other very limited happiness. So this is also Lord Rishabhdev's teaching. So he's asking, who's that? Govinda Das. He's saying, my dear mind, for so many lifetimes, how long you have served a wicked and miserly person. You have been in wind, rain. You've done so many austerities. Let's be frank, mind. But what does it give you? Yes, what does it give you? Chapala sukha, happiness, which is very, you can lose it very easily. Yes, it can run off. It can just run off a leaf of a lotus. Oh, it's gone. So Govinda Das has written this nice bhajan, yes? And Rishabhdev said previously in the fifth chapter, he said similar thing. Come on, how many times you've been an animal? So then your mission in life is gratify the senses. That is your goal. You follow your instinct, eating, sleeping, mating, fearing. And we know we can do that. We are expert. It's not difficult. But then the goal is to raise the consciousness from this annamoya to gyanamoya, pranamoya, and vijnanamoya, and understanding we are, this is not our goal. So Rishabhdev is teaching this, yes? So you've gone to it many times, so now we have a chance to do something which is specifically meant for the human form of life. In the human form of life, you can glorify Krishna, which is very pleasant. We have such a wonderful kirtan. It's like my de-stress time of the day. Actually, there are 100 devotees. Imagine every day there would be 100 devotees, yeah, jumping very high. 120. I don't know what is the population of Radhanish. But it's so powerful. I just give it all to Krishna. Hare Krishna! So the Hare Krishna movement. Yeah. I heard Srila Prabhupada used to give responsibilities to devotees to the extent they to the, according to how high they would jump in the kirtan. Muktidati Maharshi told me one day, but I was not there at that time, so I don't know. She's very senior, she may know. But, I mean, Srila Prabhupada knew, if we just wholeheartedly surrender to the process he has given us. And in the early days, those who were there can tell maybe. But there was so much chanting going on, so many hours of chanting, and many more classes also, hearing and chanting. And then, nobody is so mental, isn't it? So there are so many opportunities, yes? Let's grab them. I mean, we can help each other. It's very much easier when there is a roaring kirtan. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm not making up things. Or Goswami is there instructing us. Srinivasacharya, he wrote his bhajan. Krishnot kirtana. Oh, stop. First instruction is given already. Krishna, ut kirtana, means very loudly. Ut kirtana. So, it's very powerful. So, this makes us related to Krishna and indebted to Krishna. Krishna is going to immediately run. He's coming running, taking care of our lives. We need much help in our life. And Queen Kunti, she was saying that some say that the unborn is born of the glorification of pious kings. And others say that he is born to please King Yadu, one of your dearest devotees. You appear in his family as sandalwood appears in the Malaya hills. So Srila Prabhupada explains is that it's related here also. So it's not it's not so special also when Krishna appears in your family, but trees can grow anywhere and everywhere, yet because the sandalwood trees grow mostly in the area of Malaya Hills, the name sandalwood and the Malaya Hills are interrelated. Therefore, the conclusion is that the Lord is ever unborn like the sun, and yet he appears as the sun rises on the eastern horizon. As the sun is never the sun of the eastern horizon, so the Lord is no one's son, but he is the father of everything that be. Meaning to say that here would be another way to comfort Parikshit Maharaj. So it's not that because he's born in the Yadu dynasty that he's now, he belongs to the Yadus. No, Krishna is related to all of us. So, but when Krishna appears in your family, so then your family becomes very much glorified. But he's related to all of us, and he's everybody's father, Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada was saying here. So we are depending on our father, in the West maybe not, but we think we have to be far away sometimes. I mean, but in a normal situation. So at least when we're young, but still also in the West, we are much dependent on our father. He's providing us everything. And on the same time, we just at the Damodar month, we also like to think of Krishna as our son and serve him. So that's deity worship. So. But this whole temple, it turns around deity worship, because every day we show up 4:30, we're doing deity worship from this side or from that side. So Krishna, he needs to have a good aubada in the morning, you know, he's just waking up. So we're giving pleasure, it's deity worship. So we're chanting the holy name. But all the activities going on here is to please the Lord of the house, Radha Gopinath, and this makes us more and more connected with him. So it's so simple that you may miss it. This is the third time now. Tribhuvanatha Prabhu said this, our teachers were saying that Tribhuvanatha said that Krishna consciousness is so simple that you may miss it. So sometimes I like to remind myself to going back to the basics and taking full advantage, not half advantage, but full advantage. And so wonderful we are here, and we hope it may ever increase and intensify. Tivrena bhakti yogina yajita purusham param. Because If I look in my heart, it's so full of desires, but it said, that's okay. Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, third chapter, it says, you may have many desires, or all kinds of desires, or you may desire liberation, which is a topic today. So even you desire liberation, just worship Krishna with all your heart. Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, the literal meaning is Tivrena, like a Tivra, like an arrow going to its target. Sometimes in the comics you see the arrows go like this, but usually they go like this. Yes. Straight to the point. So with intensity, and if we also can practice like that, we get the benefit, and otherwise it's like cooking with smoke, Srila Prabhupada says. So if we're not careful to give everything we have, or it's a little sloppy, and it's naturally entropy, it's naturally going like that. Everything in this world naturally degenerates, but if we again put energy in it, and then it works again. So Srila Prabhupada made this comparison, because some people misunderstanding, what is that? That there are no hard and fast rules for chanting these holy names or for practicing Krishna consciousness, but there are something, there is a process to be followed, Srila Prabhupada said. And if we do that carefully, just like the other day we were saying, this attention is like a very elementary thing. Otherwise, it's like cooking with smoke. Why is that cooking with smoke? You try cooking with smoke. Yeah, there is some fire. Where is smoke is fire, so there is some heat. But what good will be that heat, Srila Prabhupada said. You will be eating in 300 years, Srila Prabhupada. So then when we make the fire strong, being very careful to practice the process, then we can eat very soon. Indeed, breakfast is coming up. Prasadam will be there. Thank you for listening very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Are there any comments or questions? Food for thought? Or okay, Mataji. Make sure you're next to the enthusiastic devotees in the kirtan who will dance a little bit. We are so much depending on the mercy of the enthusiastic devotees, isn't it? And the advanced devotees, when we are, my mind, I'm overcome by the mind. Oh, we should overcome the mind, but then it overcomes us. And then we have to go to get counseled, right? Oh, mother, please. There is a knot in my mind. Can you help me undo the knot? And they do so wonderfully. But sometimes, they're very busy, so it has to go fast sometimes. It's a little bit painful. But it's very useful because the knot is painful. We need to get rid of the knot. Yeah, we just have to associate with the devotees. Yeah? And also do introspection, yes? Introspection also helps. Self-reflective. Does that help? Do you believe that? Yeah, sometimes we are, like in a city, you're surrounded by people, and you're damn lonely. So here's Radhadesh village. No, we are like a city in terms of, we are a big temple, isn't it? Well, you could become like only one individual in an anonymous crowd. It's possible. It can happen. We must be more personal. This is our disease, a little bit. I mean, sorry, not my analysis, but others, more experts. They see, like, we have very personal philosophy that now we have to work on how to practice it personally. So then we will be not so in pain. I mean, the suffering will be dissolved very quickly. Sukam, Kartam, Avya, hey, Bhagavad Gita is saying, become very joyful even by doing the process. Yeah. It's true. Do you believe? Yes, I believe. So, Mataji Jai Vada? Oh no, it's not blind thing at all. It's good you bring it up. Because, therefore I say, fortunately we have so many wonderful examples of people who do it. So that instills so much faith in us, isn't it? So we can study the life of great acharyas. And also even the early devotees who are not around now. But some have left their body in glorious ways. We could read such books like the Radha Damodar Vilas. What an ecstatic time it was. Or also just, yeah, so many people who surrender to difficult things, who do it so, and who are still doing it all around us, and who are blissful. But the effect is like that. They are so, all their, Krishna has seen to all their needs. Yeah, Shastra, studying the life of great acharyas, as just seeing around us, just observing what happens with ourselves. Is there a difference when we are a little bit, reluctantly practicing Krishna consciousness, and when we are like, so to say, fired up, enthusiastically, with the enthusiasm is not only the body, but it's also the mind. If the mind is enthusiastic, yes? If the mind enthusiastically takes it, yes? It makes a whole difference, right? When we are mindful. So, and then, do we see a difference? So, these are some things which make a difference. It's not a blind faith. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so when you say you mean like just pushing back, pushing through the
yeah, how to say it? Saying no to Maya, it requires some, isn't it? Yeah. We can always do less, and we can do more. I try to do more and get the result. Prabhu?
What is the reason that people feel lonely in this world, in all kinds of relationships, and even within relationships,
this is a topic of the text today, isn't it? It's relationships. Like, some had Krishna in their family, but the relationship was stronger with the Pandavas. So they did something about that relationship. I mean, they did something extraordinary about that relationship. I'm not saying the others didn't. Of course, they loved him very much. But they did something extraordinary. What? Unalloyed devotional service. So when you work on a relationship, it can become extraordinary, right? If I'm really seeing to the needs of my friends, if I'm really concerned about his happiness, then that relationship will be growing, right? And in the same way with Krishna also. So are we doing the minimum, or we're trying for the maximum, or we're trying to extend ourselves beyond what we usually do, stretching zone? So this will make the whole difference. When we really work on the relationship, it becomes alive. There are many people here who are married, I think, and they can testify of this. I mean, it's a hard work. When we work on relationships, but that's also true for all of us here, unmarried persons. I mean, it's an ongoing thing, I think. Yeah. And otherwise, entropy, it dies by default. Every day it dies. So we have some work there. But it's nice work, because what is our philosophy? Krishna said to Arjuna in Adi Purana, you're not my devotee if you say you're my devotee, because I only accept you as my devotee if you say you're a devotee of my devotee. So, like, working on the relationship, like, one way is serving others. So this is how it works in Chaupati, I believe, you know. Everybody sees himself as a servant of the others. It is just preached so strongly there, and it's accepted wholeheartedly. And they're chanting the Shikshastika prayers every day, of which one verse is, I don't need for myself so much, but I want to give it to all. I want to give it to all of all others. Yeah. Think of it. Well, and to tie these two together, like, but then the cracks in the heart, right, we fill it with Krishna, but Krishna flows out because we have to repair some things in the heart. That's also connected to this. So, like, if we can be very kind to each other, but indeed, Manohar Prabhu is mentioning we should especially connect to Krishna, and that makes it complete. And then in relationship to Krishna, we have relationships among each other. But we have to definitely also invest in these relationships. Yeah? Just like Tulsi Priya's Mataji's question. I mean, we need each other to get nourishment, and to get encouragement, and comfort, and counsel. So we're very much interdependent. This is very powerful. So we see each other as servants of Krishna, and we want to serve the... But just by being kind to each other, that's a service. So we can start from that one. And then when the false ego melts, we can do more and more service and really become genuine servants of each other. Because we want to see the devotees of Krishna happy. And then we will become happy. Thank you very much. Are there any other things? So, Bhagavad Prasadam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gopi Nandi.